I just want to speak about a number of basic things which are Nageya to Purim. Some of the things we've spoken about before, other times. Want to make a necessary suffer to them. A number of you asked me what's the Inyan that Rizal says. Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Shalach HaKadosh brings it down. There's a Gevaldige Darga here on Purim. Chayav Adam Lufsume. Well, what's going on here? What do we... Avada, there's an Avoida here, and the child is, what's the Nekuda? So we'll speak on two levels, and the second level is the Iker. Chayav Adam Lufsume Adela Yadabain Baruch Mordechai Baruch Haman. And there's a lot of his bayrim. What's negiah to us is as follows. The Goyin says that the name Megillas Esther refers to, the Gemara says, Esther min atayim minayin. The Gemara says, Megillah, Anochi Esther asked upon her. Megillah refers to Hestaponim. It was a time of Hestaponim. But the Pshat, the Goyin, says, Megillas Esther. Megillah comes from the word Gilu, he says, the Goyin. Esther means the Hestaponim. The story of the Megillah, as you all know, is one big story of Gilu Hester. They say, I think the Michtav Melio brings down, say from the Bali Musar, I think it's here from the Altar of Kelm. He said that if you're sitting in the base medrash, you're sitting in the shtibul, sitting in the mikvah, yeah? And a guy comes in to the mikvah in Shushan, and he says, he has up his gewaldige nayis to say, right? That the word is nayis? Nayis. It's gewaldige nayis. What's the nayis? The king made a party, and he called his wife, and she didn't want to come, and they hung him. He comes in, Gans Barash, the other, nobody heard about it, he's the first one. Right? Exclusive report. What would Eilim tell him? The Alter von Köln said, was this that couple, was hacks that couple, stupid meisim about the goyim, right? Jene gesagt, das ey, what is this that couple, that we have to come say in the mikveh of Shabbos, say something, this was Shiva, that was Shiva, say something that's interesting. Right? He told him he had his nais, that there was the Vashti, was killed. There's the cup. Narishkeit. What's the Alter von Kelm said? That's a matzav of total Hester. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was operating in a total concealment. The whole Megillah, each part for itself, is a big nothing. Nothing's going on. And yet, when a person looks back, when a person looks back, a person sees how the Bereshit turned the wheels, and every part of the story of the Megillah, which was a contributing factor to the Ra, became a Siba for the Toiv. Every Nekuda that happened was misparished two ways. The killing of Vashti, the story with the Gzer, everything that happened was a Siba for Toiv. All the bad was a Siba for the good. So Megillas Esther was a darga in the history of Klal Yisrael where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the hest upon him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a rear look, a rear blink at history where Klal Yisrael were able to see how the hest upon him, kivayochu, when there's a hest upon him, there's a gilu upon him. Megillas Esther, there's a gilu in the hester. I saw Gevaldike Moshe brought down, Benegia to this. It says, by the Asar Haruge Malchus, we say that one of the Tanoim said, it says, Zu Taira v'zu Schara. So what did he answer back? Kosh Brochu answered back, that Kablu Din Mufonai, otherwise I'm going to turn the whole world back to Toyo Vavoyo. We say it in the say Yom Kippur. But what was the answer? That he answered back to him that I'm going to turn the whole world, I'm going to take apart the world. What type of answer? They said, Zutar, Zuzchar. So I saw a Gevaldig Moshel, B'sherev Shlomo Kugler. He said a Gevaldig Zach. The tie of Zutar, Zuzchar was that they said that it doesn't look fair. It looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochel doing something bad. Zutar, Zuzchar. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered? He said a Moshel. There was a guy who was a Gevaldik tailor, custom tailor. And the king heard about him. They wanted him to make a custom tailored beged for the king. They bought him very expensive thread, gold, silver, copper, platinum, all types of silk, the most expensive materials. And he made a nifludik beged. All the other tailors for statement were jealous. So they went to the king and they said, he stole 30% of the things he took for himself, sold it on the black market. No, how's the guy going to prove that he didn't steal it? What's the Eitzah? The only Eitzah is to take apart the beged, thread by thread, weigh them and show that. I used all the begotten. So, Chav Shlomo Kugler, shocking marshal, he said, Zutar Zuzchar, where's the good? So, Chav Shlomo Kugler says, if you want me to show you what's good, I'm going to have to take apart the world thread by thread and show you that every thread that I did was used for good. I'm going to bring the world back to Tayyub Avayu. I'll have to take apart the Briah. I have to show you. I have to take apart the Briah and show you piece by piece what happened. You don't want me to do that. So you're going to have to continue living and it has to upon them with the kasha of Zutar Zuzchar. Aber in Purim, Klai Yisrael had a gilui of how the world works. A gilui. I was thinking, and I've told a number of you this on Purim, but I want to build something on it now. That's the pshat, and afterwards I saw it brought down all this form. I think I saw it in the Sfas Emes, I saw it in other places. Over near in Divrei Emes, that's the pshat that says in Chazal that all the Yom Tovim are bottle except for Purim, Lasad Lavi. Lasad Lavi, Purim is not bottle. The pshat, that's Ishtay Chazal. What's up is Purim? The pshat is that Purim is an Olam Haba Dikei Yom Tov. This look, this outlook, that a person can see that all the bad is good, that a person is able to see, that's Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we'll get to the Darga, we'll be able to see Achdus HaBoyri, we'll be able to see in Olam Haba, this outlook at the world, that we'll be able to see, Taka, like Shlomo Kugler's Moshe, that Kosh Baruch Hu Kivayochel will take apart the Bria and show us how everything that happened was good. Auschwitz was good, and Bergen-Belsen was good, and the Inquisition was good. How could it be good? What's Vesemir? The Rosh says, I have to take it apart to show you. That's the cook of Purim. Purim is an Olam Haba Dikei Yom Tov. Purim, Klai Yisrael in Olam Hazeh was zeicha to a gilui of Olam Haba in this world. They were zeicha to see that the beard was a contributing factor to the good. Not just that it came out good. Not just the Yeshua. That's all of the Yom Tovim. The Yom Tov of Purim was a gilui that the Ra was a Siba for the Tov. Shtel Zichfar, when Esther was taken to be the queen. Shtel Zichfar, Zah Velus. What could be good about it? Ashayne Yiddish Amedel is kidnapped by the king Achashverosh from the Choshevs to Meshbachis to be the queen of Achashverosh. The Olam sat and they mutred and they fasted and they cried and they said, what good can come out of it? What can Hashem say? Nothing. What can good can come out of it? And the Teretz is that they was zeichet to a gilui that the beard was a sibul for the good. That's an Olam Haba Dikei Bechina. That means what I'm saying is I want to add on now something. We always look at Purim, that the word is that it was a Gevaldige Yeshua, and everything I just told you, you all know. It was in Teva, it was a thing that came from Teva. But I'm eating on something, and I want to stress this. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua in such a way that there was Zeicha to see that all the Ra was a Siva for the good, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a blink of Olam Haba. The Yeshua could have been done in other ways. If they deserve to be punished, so they could have been punished and they could have been saved. Oh, but there was a blink of Olam Haba, there was a gilui of Avosa Yisborach over here that didn't happen in all the years of Golas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala on Olam Haba Dikei Kuk to a Yid. And that's why Purim is never bottled, even Olam Haba. Purim is an Olam Haba Dikei Yom Tov. It has an Olam Haba Dikei look. And Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to a Shef of that. I was once thinking, that's the Pshat. It says Tcheles Mordechai. Beroisam Yachat Tcheles Mordechai. No. Yeah. I didn't start to sing it. In the streets they're singing even Hapach mostly. And that other is thinking Aber Beroisam Yachat Tcheles Mordechai. Tcheles is Tzitzis. What's the union of Tzitzis? Now the pshat is Tcheles Doimul Yam, Yam Doimul Rekia, Rekia Doimul Kisei HaKovid. The pshat of Tcheles is the ability to look at behind the scenes what's going on. Not to look at the chitzenis of the Zach. An inner look. That's the union of Tzitzis. The union of Tzitzis is to look behind. We spoke about it many times. Tcheles means to look behind. A person sees a Tzitzis, he only sees chitzenis. But remember that there's a Tcheles Doimul Yam, and the Yam's Doimul Rekia, and behind the Rekia there's a Kisei HaKovid. The ability to look behind the scenes of what's going on. That's an Olam Habadik look. And that look, that blink, it's like a person's going in a forest. A person's going in a forest. Vashem Tov HaKadosh said a mashal. A person's going in a forest and you're completely lost and you don't know where you're going. And then there's a bolt of lightning for a second which lights it up like day. And all of a sudden you see where you're going, and then it gets dark again, Nebuch. But the pshat is there was a gilu of Olam Haba here, not a gilu of a Yeshua. There's a gilu of Olam Haba, a Gvaldika Darga. A gilu of Avos Hashem. The Simcha of Purim, Gedal Yishor brings down in many places, not over here. We say, Oz Yimole Yischoik Pinum. Which Oz? Oz is Olam Haba. The Emes of Simcha is only in Lasa Lava. In this world, there can't be an Emes of Simcha, because we don't see the clarity of Yeshua Hashem. We see good, we see bad. Oz Yimole Yischoik Pinum, a full smile, a full Simcha, is only loss of love. A full simcha is only loss of love. Loss of love, there'll be a full smile. You mole schoik pin, it'll be a full, won't be a half a smile, it'll be a full smile. Because loss of love, there's no baruch dynamis. There's only kishen shem baruch malach. There's only baruch hatov ametiv. Loss of love, everything's good. That's the simcha ilayis of Purim. The simcha of Purim is the simcha of ozi mole schoik pin. It's the simcha of Olam Haba, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us a blink. That everything in the world is for good. Everything that happens. All the tzaras, all the yisurim, we don't see how. But it's a time to be mischazik with the havana of that. And when a person comes to a zazach, that's a darg of ozim, that's the simcha of Purim. That's the visamach, that's the simcha. So the inyan of chayev adam l'psume adal l'yoda, I once told somebody over this old mahalach machshava, and the guy hit it on a gaval de gazach. That's the pshat, Adel Yoda ben Or Haman Baruch Mordechai. Or Haman is a gewaltig bad thing. Baruch Mordechai is a gewaltig zach. The dargo of Purim is when he doesn't know the difference. They're all the same. The good, the bad, all is good. Adel Yoda is a dargo of Olam Haba where the person understands that side the good, side the bad, it's all l'toiva. Oh, but for that you have to get drunk, Rabbi Yisai. Why? Because calls man that there's mechitzas in the world, the guf is a mechitzas to seeing things clearly. Chayev Adam Lusume, when a person is mevatel his guf, a person goes into a Olam Haba mode. Calls man he's ligging in Olam Haza. Calls man he's ligging in Olam Haza. Is you can't get this look. Hello, I've seen a number of shikarim over the years. What's the mile of a guy who's shikar? Everything's good. He's happy. Occasionally you have guys that are depressed. They need psychologists. Right? Guys depressed on Purim. Over 99.9999% of the Olam, they're happy. What are you happy about? They don't see any bad. Because the pshat is, the goof left them. And in the etzem pnimius of the person, when a person gets to a darg of the layada where everything is good, is the mechitza which masks a person between him and HaKadosh Baruch, which doesn't, the Hester is the guf. The Hester is the guf. Our guf is a Hester upon him. Our guf is what blocks us from seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Purim is a bitul haguf. It breaks the mask. And that's the inyan of the getting drunk. The inyan of the getting drunk of the Chayav Adam Lusumi Adal Layada is letting the pnimius go out. In the person's pnimius inside, he knows that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's davak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as mechitzas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechitza is Olam Haza, Mechitza is the Haster Haster. And on a personal level, the Mechitza is a person's guf. And on Purim, a person frees himself from that. Chayev Adam Lushume Adela Yada Ben Or Hamla Baruch Monachai. Or the other way around. They're all the same. It doesn't make a difference. That's on a Klai Yisrael level. If that's true, so I understand now, on a personal level, I saw a member from Yerucham. I didn't see it inside. I saw it brought down, which mamash stims with what we're saying here. So on a Klal Yisrael level, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to a blink of Olam Haba. On a personal level, what does that mean? What's the state of a person in Olam Haba? In Olam Haba, the state of a person is that he's free from the shibudim of his guf. He's free from the constraints of his guf. There's the person himself. There's the muhus of the person himself. A lot of the Rebbes bring down, the Gemara says in Erevin, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. Soid is Begematria Yayin, as you all know. Which Soid comes out? Which secret? So Tzaltik speaks about it already. Others speak about it. There's a Davar Noir, it's brought down already in a lot of Sfarim. Look, what's the Soid that comes out? I'll tell you what the Soid that comes out is. You ever see a bunch of Goyim drunk? You ever Zeichet to see? What do you do? When you see a drunk guy, what do? You run away. Because either he's going to throw a bottle at you, or a rock, or a nivel peh. I want to tell you something interesting. I'm coming into my 15th Purim as a Maggid Shir. I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Maybe. Also, I was a Bacher. I was an Yeshiva also once. Yeah. You should know, over the years, I've seen thousands of people drunk on Purim. Maybe more than thousands, but for sure thousands. I have never, ever heard, I have 20 more poems than you, right? I have never heard a word of Nivel Peh. I have never seen violence. From other yeshivas. Yeah? I've seen on Purim hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Bnei Torah. Every one of them was Kule Aliyah. Kule Pnimius. In my house, I've had 700-800 boys on Purim over the years. There wasn't one Bach who ever came in who wasn't Kule Tahara. And you take a little Shagitz and you give him a beer. You went to baseball game when you were young. Some of you, I think I heard. When you were young. Chalamoid, 5-6 years old. You ever see what... One beer, you give it to Shagetz. It's already La Yehudim, Nebuch, Yena La Yehudim. Rebbe Makasa. What's up, Shatan? That is a very tifa zachir. Nichnas Yain Yotza Soid is the etzem of Husa Vayid. You take away his constraints, you take away his guf, and what is he be'etzem? His be'etzem is Kula Pnimius, Kula Aliyah, Kula Dveikus Makodesh Baruch Hu. That's his etzem of Hus. That's also Bechina of Olam Haba. It means when a person is kulei ruchni, is kulei pnimius, that's a state of that's an olam haba dikka state, where your neshama rules, where there's no constraint, where you're allowed to be megala in the full force what you really are. A whole year it's covered over by all types of cheshbonis and all types of behavior and all types of this and all types of that, and you don't have the cheshek and doesn't brand. All of a sudden you take a few cups of wine, lights a fire, Allah hava, because that's the etzemus, that's the neshama being let out of its cage. Kipshuta imamish. Hoytziya mimazgir nafshi lahoydes hashemecha. The neshama is locked in a cage. Mazgir nafshi. Mazgir is a lock. And on Purim, a person lets the neshama out of the cage. That's Olam Haba. That's the matzav of Olam Haba. And on a personal level, a person's kulei neshama when he drinks a little bit. And he lets his pnimius come out. That's his etzem mahus. Rabbi Yerucham says like that. Yerucham says that the mahus of Chayav Adam Sumi is a matzav of Olam Haba. And it's a matzav with the neshama rules. That's because Klal Yisrael was given a gilui of Olam Haba Dikka blink. They were given Olam Haba Dikka blink. Is every yid on a personal level can get to that also? That's why Purim is a higher dagger than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the guf is still there. I take the guf and I'm mavata the guf. The inuyim, you don't fast, you don't eat, you don't drink, but the guf is there. Purim, Rabbi Nussbaum, you're flying. You hear? Purim, the pshat is, there's no guf. Purim is no guf. Purim the word is, I let myself go. Haitzim mazgen nafshi haidei shemecha, where the pshat is, a person lets himself go. A person opens the cage. And a person lets the neshama go out, without the constraints. And nichnas yayin yotza soid. Ki chelek Hashem amu, a yid comes out of his... The soid of a yid, the secret of a yid, which is covered over, soid is something which is covered over, it's covered over a whole year, comes out. That darg is a darg of El Haba. Now the next question you're going to ask me, I know you're all thinking of it, so let's do this all year. We get our white yarmulkes from the store down the street. Right? And that's it. Order the band. And, yeah, fashid ne terutzim to the kasha. Aber al-kuponim, that's the emes of pshat, or one of the pshatim, why Purim has, in a gewisse darga, a higher darga than Yom Kippur. Because mitzad the gilui of what a person is, and mitzad the kirva, takonis brochu, that a person can get, in a gewisse nekud, it's higher than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, you're still working with your guf, in Purim you're not. In Purim you're in a darga of adal layada, you're in a darga of a bittul of the guf to the neshama completely. See, even though we're talking about very high things, aber in a gewisse nekud, everybody can be zeichet to it. Everybody can be zeichet to a kirva takonis brochu, because there's 24 hours of Olam Haba, where every year that gilui comes down again, where Yid is able to see past all the teva, he's able to see past all the hest upon him. He's able to see that Kosh Baruch Hu loves him, that Kosh Baruch Hu does everything for him. And when he does that, there's a gevaldike kirvashaft HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When that happens, there's another Kabbalah Sotayah, which is a separate topic.